This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The grain markets reacted negatively to the November WASDE report. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Friday brought us the first WASDE report in 2 months, and the markets had lofty expectations. However, the figures from this report were disappointing and caused a negative reaction in the grain prices to end last week. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn yields weren't lowered nearly as much as expected.
You did see a yield decrease to 186 from 186.7. The groups were looking for 184. So this was going to be a little bit of a disappointment on the numbers here, looking at what should have been maybe a 2.7 bushel decrease to just a 0.7 bushel decrease. It does bring your production down by about 60 million bushels. The yields weren't necessarily as good as advertised back at the end of summer as we were getting ready to harvest. And everybody kind of thought, well, we're probably closer to maybe a 180, a 182 or a 183 on corn, and we were probably closer to maybe a 51 or a 52 bushel crop on beans. So there's going to be conversations about that.
McBride added there are even bigger concerns about the soybeans, which are significantly overpriced.
As you look at it, you see a decrease of a half a bushel to 53 bushels. That's in line with expectations, which means that your production comes down by about 50 million bushels, in line with expectations. They did, however, decrease exports by 50 million bushels. So there's an offset there. We saw the ending stocks from the old crop down a little bit. That gets brought into your beginning stocks for this report. And at the end of the day, you see a decrease of 10 million bushels on the beans.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.